All right. God damn it, people. Get your fucking shit together, world. Whatever, it was inevitable. The world's so fucking weird. There's so many people that live in, like, a far more primitive version of the world than needs be. Like, I don't know. And maybe I'm oblivious to the full ins and outs of everything, but I don't know. Like, World War III, really? Like, fucking, I don't know. It seems like such a pattern. You know, I need to read up on, like, the link in the timeline of World War I and the Spanish flu. But, like, something about pandemics seems to inspire war. And, my God. Everywhere I've ever lived in the world, everybody's always like, oh, the drivers here suck. Oh, the drivers there suck. You know, it's usually the people driving that suck and not the other people. Los Angeles drivers are terrible. Like, it's rough. Anyway, back to the point here. I'm not going to get into the ins and outs of Ukraine. Like, I implore everybody to think of it and try to inform themselves beyond the, like, good guy, bad guy, us versus them, tyrant versus hero type of shit. Like, nothing is that cut and dry, you know? Most of the Russian soldiers in there appear to have been sold a false bill of goods. That's almost always the case when it comes to war. Because fighting for other people's bullshit is a real hard sell. It's hard as fuck to convince kids to go and fight for bullshit. So you have to say whatever it takes to convince them to get over there. Then once they're over there, you can kind of write them off. Because at that point, you've got them in a situation where they have to look out for one another for survival. Then the reason for war doesn't matter. It's looking out for your brother and all that bullshit, right? You know? Which is important in the moment, but not nearly as important as it is to evolve the world past a point where that's even a thing. You know? I was thinking back to, like, when my parents were graduating high school and stuff. Like, my parents are not that much older than me, you know? Like, they had me in their 20s, early 20s, you know? So they dodged the Vietnam draft by, I'm not familiar with the exact years that the, you know, draft was going on. But today people are freaking out that their kids have to get vaccinated or have to wear masks in school. Then people's kids were getting plucked out of high school, like right when they're supposed to start their life, shipped off to a foreign country for absolute fucking nonsense, and a lot of them died. Over 2,200 of them were just written off. Like, they were just left behind, no funeral, like, they might have gotten a funeral or some shit, but yeah, prisoners of war, we just absolutely turned our fucking back on. Like, if they weren't dead then, who knows how long they were over there. But yeah, like, that wasn't that fucking long ago, you know? So today we're seeing the world start to get heated up again, you know? Like, tanks are shooting at fucking apartment buildings in an industrialized country. Like, civilians are dying by the hundreds. I think at this point it's by the thousands. It's fucking insane, you know? So regardless of the ins and outs and ups and downs of the war, like, how is it even fucking possible, you know? And then instead of just the good, you know, the good people going in and stomping them out, there's all sorts of like hesitance, because if like the one of the parties involved are all fucking armed to the teeth with nuclear weapons, you know, most of the countries in Europe that are at the, you know, G7 countries, you know, the UN countries, all like a lot of them have nukes. Russia has an insane amount of them, second only to the insane amount America has. Like, this needs to be addressed, because literally, like, as you listen to this, the next, like, it's so far from unlikely that the next news clip you could hear is going to be a nuke went off. A nuclear deterrent was deployed, or a nuclear attack was deployed. Like, that's game over. You know, fuck the pandemic. Even without a vaccine, we're still looking at tens to maybe 100 million people dying from the pandemic over the course of a year, two, maybe three. If nuclear war breaks out, that's hundreds of millions, if not a billion plus people, fucking dead within weeks or months. And then at that point, the world's just going to be unrecognizable, you know? We're going to be rebuilding from scratch. You know? And then how long is that going to last before people start forgetting about it? The stakes are just too high for this bullshit. You know? Like, I just don't get it. And this may sound simplistic, but, like, what am I missing here where there has to be this friction between a group of countries kind of doing it one way and another group doing it another? You know? Do we really live in that decent of a society where there is this group of countries that just have this kind of moral, ethical, and behavioral standard that some other countries are just like, we're just not going to do it that way. We're going to do our own thing. You can't make me. And then, so they're just excluded, absolutely precipitating a situation where even though there's like heavy travel, heavy commerce, heavy interactions, like, if you don't know Russian people, you're missing out. They're good people. Super good. You know, I've been lucky enough to live in certain worlds like powerlifting and arm wrestling and shit like that. And these worlds give the opportunity to meet people from Russia and, you know, former Soviet republic, you know, countries and stuff like that. They're cool. They're a little bit different, but they're a lot the same, and they're all just fucking normal ass, fun loving, goofy, funny, you know, nice, like enjoyable people. Like, I don't know. I've never met a group of people from any specific culture that they were unpleasant. You know, all my personal interactions, like where it's one-on-one, where we exchanged our names, introductory handshakes, and then had a conversation. Yeah, I've never had a culture do me wrong. So, I just don't get it. It's not fucking necessary. It's avoidable. So, yeah, this, like, whatever's taken so long to uproot this system that's just still plaguing the world, where one person is the crux of all the power of an entire country, you know, where one person can say, I've made this decision, and 100 million plus people are subjected to it. You know? Like, if the... Like, that's insane that just one person can make that decision. Like, it's fucking nuts. You know? So anytime that person makes the wrong decision from this point to the rest of history, reality, it hangs in the balance, you know? And say what you will about any American president, like, as polarized and just absolutely toxic that every single one of them is, like, the world has moved forward, you know? Like, not that they haven't done countless things wrong. Like, the job pretty much comes with, you know, like, getting branded a war criminal right when you get sworn in. But I just don't get it where, like, one person can say, fuck it, we're doing this. And, like, so many people have to fall in line. Nobody's standing up to this motherfucker. Like, nobody is looking down to the 4'7" person going, stop it. Stop it. We're not doing this. We're not fucking doing this. You know, we're going to figure out a different way. I think it was it Mark Twain that said, all war is a failure of, you know, humans as a thinking animal. Like, I don't know. And then just the absolute fucking humiliating shit show the deployment is. Like, they're running out of gas. Like, they're fucking, you know, under-provisioned. They're fucking getting lost. They're getting fucking whooped up on by babushkas. Like, it's wonderful. So, you know, the bad guys seem to be losing, even though they do have the superior numbers. People are rallying around, but, like, I hate to be this person, but until the temperature gets turned down on this fucking bullshit, you know, there is no reason to think that we have more than a few weeks left. I am not a doomsday person. I'm not a fatalist. I'm not even a pessimist. But the reality of the situation is right now that there is a dust up happening between two people. Well, not people, but two identities in conflict, that if it reaches a certain level, mutually assured destruction is the next deployed strategy. If one nuke goes off, they all go off. Like, and maybe people will step in and stop it like they have throughout history. Like, it's the only reason that we're still here. But it's not guaranteed. You know, there's no fucking guarantee of that. Right now, all signs are pointing towards chill the fuck out or we are all going to get uprooted. We are all going to get uprooted. Like, if China fucking... You think there's a goddamn supply chain issue now? Like, if China moves on Taiwan, Russia keeps up its invasion of Ukraine, like, if these things start popping off and the promised responses by, which I guess, you know, we'd call it the opposition, like, America and the European countries have committed to helping Ukraine. It was the compromise they made for giving up their nuclear weapons. We are committed to helping Taiwan. Like, there's treaties and pacts and agreements in place. You know, that make these commitments. This is exactly how the world wars started. Is that all these countries had these promises that if one got attacked, these ones had to jump in, and they did. And so many fucking people died from it, and it's insane. Like, what are we doing? I grew up in an era where there were anti-nuclear war protests and where there was a big number of people pretty convinced that things were going to pop off immediately. And that's nothing new. Humanity has always thought it was a moment away from being destroyed. I'm not innocent of the fear. Like, I've had the fear myself. I've thought the thoughts, all that type of stuff. But this is objective truth right now. Like, the barrels are fucking loaded with weapons that can absolutely destroy the environment, destroy civilization as we know it. It won't wipe out all humanity. That's relatively unlikely. There will be survivors, but the damage to everything that we've built, the massive, massive amount of casualties, like, yeah, it's going to make the world more unrecognizable than any comparable event in human history. I mean, we're talking, oh, damn, why can't I think of the meteor era? Whatever. Like, the meteor that set, you know, that killed the dinosaurs, like, that's what we're talking about. Like, that's the level of reset button that we're talking about. You know, there'll still be some shit at the bottom of the ocean. There'll still be some animals in the woods. Nature will thrive immediately. But the humans that are left are going to have to figure out a different way to do it. So, anywho-hoo, that's what my thoughts were on my drive home today. You know, it's puzzling to me that this fear was one that wore off so quickly, you know? Like, the nuclear situation on Earth is scary. It's not the way things are right now will eventually destroy everything. Massive changes need to be made on the trajectory we are at this moment. Even, and this is talking beyond the conflict right now, just a world where there are these fucking thermonuclear missiles pointed at everybody. They're not being all that well maintained, is my understanding. Shit, some of them went missing when the Soviet Union collapsed. You know, everybody's talking about, like, oh, if this country collapses, this country collapses. If any of those have nukes, like, that means that, like, other countries can go in and swoop them, or fucking mafias and, like, kind of, you know, more aggressive organizations of people will be able to just kind of scoop them up and do whatever the fuck with them. Like, that's horrifying. That's absolutely fucking horrifying. And that is not, like, just that reality right there on a long enough timeline goes boom. So, anyway. I know I'm kind of rambling now, but I'm trying to find a parking spot. let me know what you think. Anybody else going to kind of spend the next few weeks living like there's no tomorrow until the powers that be can kind of prove that there is? That's what I'm doing. All right, join me if you want to. Love you all very much. Thank you for listening. For anyone who's listening, you guys are absolutely fucking amazing. jbrandonhall.com is the blog. I put shit on there every day. I'm journaling my experience out in Venice Beach. I take a bunch of pictures, so if you're interested, check it out. Like I said, you guys are all fucking wonderful. Love you so much. Have a beautiful day. Enjoy the rest of the world as we know it. Hopefully we get to enjoy it for a long, long time. But if not, it's been real. It's been fun. It's been really fun. I know this got cryptic, so stay positive. You know, okay, it's either going to be okay or it's not. Either way, let's have a good time. Bye.